the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9 WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:12 on the Moody of the Morning Show, and it's time now for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin from Austin Tax and Financial. Tax preparation and planning, retirement strategies and planning, and a whole lot more here on the Moody of the Morning Show. Good morning and Happy New Year, yeah. Mr. Tom Austin.
Happy New Year to you. It looks like it's going to be a wintry weather.
Yeah.
For us this winter.
I think it's going to be with us for a while.
Yes,
I think.
Sir.
Well, it is officially 2018. We all know there was recently a change to the income tax law starting this year. So tell us how you see the new law affecting what you do and how you may be able to help your clients or potential clients moving into this new year.
Well, that's a great question. And a few weeks ago, we talked about some of these changes as the new law had been voted in. And just a quick review of that is that there's seven tax rates that have basically changed, but the rate amounts are the same. They talked about reducing that to three tax rates, but they settled on seven. The good news is that all the rates, well, most of the rates have dropped 3 to 4%, and the thresholds in which you pay tax has been raised. So a lot of people think that if they go into a higher tax bracket that they pay all of their income tax at that higher bracket, but it's incremental. You pay so much at one rate, and then it graduates as you make more money. So the thresholds at which you pay those taxes have gone up. So, they doubled the standard deduction, so you're going to have less people itemizing, but they put a limit on the deduction for state and local income taxes, property taxes, and the state taxes that you pay in the state that you live. And they eliminated the standard exemption, which is the exemption you get for each person or dependent you have in your household. So I think overall, I think you're going to see that the majority of people are going to have a decrease in income taxes. There are going to be people that probably are going to get kind of stuck in the middle where they're going to be paying some higher taxes, depending if they had large amounts of itemized deductions, depending on how many children that they had or dependents. So I think it is going to be important for people to understand, you know how this all plays out. You know, so one thing is just how you budget your money. I mean, for most people, if you're going to have more money at your exposure, then you're probably going to want to be able to plan on the best way to use that, whether it's paying down debt or, you know, the bills, just the average bills that you have in your household. So we've obviously gotten numerous calls already from people just asking us, you know, what the implication is. It's hard to really discuss that over the phone. I mean, I'm sure during tax season we'll be talking a lot with our clients and certainly new people that are coming in that have questions on that. But again, I think it's going to be very important how that all plays out with folks and understanding, you know, what where they're going to fit in this whole new tax law.
Yeah. Well, we all know that tax season is right around the corner, and we all know that you have a very successful tax practice. The name of the firm is Austin Tax and Financial, so tell us a little bit more about what you do for folks on the financial side of the business there.
Well, we talk all the time on the show, Patty, as you know, about the importance of understanding how taxes affect your money, and I think that's what a lot of people are referred to us, or when they come in and talk with me, And we're able to sit down and talk to them about the importance of understanding that, and especially as you move into retirement, because the retirement piece is a big thing for people as they make that transition from working into retirement. So you're going from saving your whole life to now taking that money and spending it, and for a lot of people that's can be an anxious time in their life. So when we're able to sit down and explain to them and actually have a plan laid out that they can see, you know, what it looks like for their retirement and the money that they have the comfort of knowing or feeling, you know, good about the fact they're not going to run out of money. But when we put our plans together, a lot of those plans are derived, first of all, off of their tax situation and how you can withdraw money from retirement accounts and pensions and such. And then also your Social Security. You know, we have software that we can analyze Social Security for folks so that they can, you know, determine what the best time is to take Social Security, because a lot of times people just randomly, you know, look at it and say this. I think this is a good time. Either they take it right away or
yeah. Well, I think most folks don't. They just jump at it. They go, "Hey, finally, I can get my money. Let's go get it."
Yeah, I think majority of people are kind of in that boat. Some people, you know, have a thought or an idea that you know I'll wait a couple years or I'll wait till 66, which is my full retirement age. But it's good to you know have a paddle in the boat. You know to row. You know, for your retirement so that you know which direction you're going and some options that most people, quite frankly, I find don't even consider. And what that is whether to delay it and use more of your retirement money. And we do a lot of what's called Roth conversions, which we talk quite a bit on the show as well. A lot of times people get confused, I find, about when you mention the word Roth IRA. They think of Roth contributions, which is that's a contribution that you can make while you're working. Mm-hmm. A conversion is taking your qualified or taxable money from a 401k or IRA and converting it to a Roth. And we like to do that right after somebody may have retired and doing it in a low tax bracket. So the idea is that if we delay the Social Security, then we may be able to have Social Security in a much more tax favorable situation down the road because as we talk so many times on the show, Social Security is taxed based on other income. So right now you can pay up to 85% of your Social Security can get taxed based on other income, and most people have no clue of that.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that we're able to point out, and it's a big focal point of our retirement plans when we sit down with people and walk through, you know, when to take Social Security, you know, how to manage your money, obviously. You know, we want people to feel comfortable in the incomes that we structure for people. Giving them the money that they need to support their lifestyle in retirement and obviously keeping more of that money in their pocket. And I think with this new tax law, it's going to be even more imperative to understand how these tax law changes affect each individual person because everybody's situation is going to be different. But just as a simple example, I think for the majority of people that we're working with in this transitional planning that we call from working to retirement, they're going to see a distinct benefit from some of the planning that we do, and specifically with our Roth conversion planning that we do and when to take Social Security because we're going to be able to convert money at lower rates now and a larger amount of it, which is going to be more advantageous for the individual that we're you know putting a plan together for and helping them to understand and see you know, in black and white, how this relates to them and their money and the taxation dollars that they have. And I think most people are quite surprised when we're able to lay some of this stuff out because nobody's ever talked to them about it before. And I think that's kind of a niche that we have, you know, in our business because we do incorporate a lot of the tax and the money stuff together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in so many cases, you know, they're either talking about just taxes or just financial planning and never merging the two together and saying, you know, hey, you know, here you may have a financial plan, but here are the tax ramifications of doing it that way. Maybe you might want to do it this way. And so you have a really unique perspective that a lot of folks would probably appreciate. So how can folks get a hold of you if they would like to be able to appreciate that?
Well, we're located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, and our phone number is 429-1585. Or you can visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
All right, Tom Austin. He is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, and that's a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional, and we certainly hope that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.
All right, you too.